Today's son Gedalia, just want to maybe just give you a little bit of the historical background briefly for the Yom. Today of Tainus, today of, even though it's an Sesame Tshuva, really is connected with the other Tanaisim, which had to do with the Korban of Beis Hamikdash. It has to do together with the Sarva Teves, Shavuot Tzibetamus, and Tisha B'Av. And actually, it was the last set of the Peronis which happened to Klai Yisrael, one after the other. The last one was the story of which we commemorate in Sarva Gedalia. Nebuchadnezzar already destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and took the majority of Klai Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael to B'Av. They left a small amount of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They actually gave them land, and they said they could stay there and they could work on the land. And he made Gedalia Ben Achikam was the governor in charge of them. The king of what happened was that the Jews who ran away to Edom, to Amron and to Moab and to Edom, came back to Eretz Yisrael. There was a sizable population of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The king of Ammon was upset about that, so he sent a renegade Jew, to come and to kill the Gedalia. And that's what happened. The guy was warned by Yochanan and Kareach that Yishmael and the son is going to kill him. He did not heed the warning. He was killed. And the Jews were afraid of the reprisal from Nebuchadnezzar. So they went to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Yirmiyahu HaNavi was in Eretz Yisrael still. They said, what should we do? Should we run away to Mitzrayim? This way the Melech Bobo cannot catch us, or should we stay in Eretz Yisrael? But they were scared to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyahu told them to stay in Eretz Yisrael. The first book gave them the Nebuah, they should stay in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be safe. They did not listen to the Nebuah, and they went to Mitzrayim. Yirmiyahu said another Nebuah to them, if you go to Mitzrayim and run away, the sword that you're scared of will follow you to Mitzrayim. At that point in time, that's when the period of desolation in Eretz Yisrael started, and there was nobody there. So this was the final point of the Korban, that the Jews did not listen. Even after the Korban advice, they did not listen, and they left, and yet Israel became desolate. Had they stayed, Israel would not have been desolate. Because of this, that they did not listen, the Gemara says that the Misa of Gedalia was a tzaddik, is equal to the Korban of the Beis Hamikdash. We have to commemorate that also in Tainus, and that's why we're fasting today. The day of Tshuva, obviously part of the Sesame Tshuva, the day of Tshuva, but it's the day of Tshuva also to understand that the lessons that Klai Yisrael needs to take and to incorporate into themselves, the idea of moving, of listening to the Torah, listening to the Navi, doing Tshuva. So today, not just the fasting, it should be a day of Tshuva also. Here is a quarter of.